Hey bestie, welcome or welcome back to the Bold and Badass podcast. I'm your host Lacey, and I'm fired up that you're here because I am so tired of women feeling inadequate for not being further along in life and like they're crazy or ungrateful even for wanting more. On this show, I'm going to help you cut through the noise, turn your setbacks into your success story, and become the most bold and badass version of you. I'm talking about calling in the most exciting opportunities, experiences, and people into your life and claiming the abundance that is your birthright. So if you're ready to make some serious magic happen, grab your coffee and water and let's fucking go. Beautiful. Welcome back to another week of the Bold and Badass podcast. I am super grateful that you're here, and I hope that you've been enjoying the interview style episodes that we've been doing lately. I really, really love doing interviews. I love hearing women's stories, badass women who are doing badass things with their life, who've had badass transformations, all the things badass. I just love hearing other people's stories and perspectives, their mindset shifts they've made to get to the level they're at, and all the things that come along with it in their journey. I think there's so much power in hearing other women's stories and how we can relate them to our own lives and know that, one, we're not alone, but also, two, there's a way to get, a tangible way to get what you want and to see it kind of laid out and spelled out for us so that we can do it too. I think there's so much power in that, but I wanted to switch it up this week and do a solo episode. I've got many more interviews in the pipeline coming at you. Hopefully you're loving them and hopefully you love what today's episode is about. It was inspired by this post on Facebook that really just got me heated and inspired me in so many words with some thoughts that I want to share today. Basically, the Facebook post was a wedding picture and it was titled, "I wanted the man, not the wedding." She was breaking down her wedding costs and almost bragging that everything cost less than $1,000 altogether. It was a backyard wedding. She had family members basically doing all of the vendor duties. Her dress was cheap as fuck. Everything was so cost efficient. And the undertone of the whole post was that she is getting married for the right reasons and that people who care about some of those other things maybe are in it for the wrong reasons. And this got me heated for a few reasons. Because first of all, why can't we want both? Why can't we want the man or the woman, whatever you're into, and the dream wedding? I shared it on my page and I'm like, well, I didn't have a 50K wedding either. But I don't think that wanting the dream wedding or wanting the dream dress, the dream venue, the dream photos or order of events, I don't think that's wrong. I don't think that makes you in it for the wrong reasons. I think for a lot of people, including myself, it can be a form of art or self-expression. And I've been labeled extra, loud, too fucking much so many times in my life, and that's totally fine. But me being that way does not somehow make me morally inferior to others. And that's kind of the whole point behind me wanting to have this conversation, is because I don't believe one way is morally superior to all others. In this case, we're talking about a wedding, but I mean in all areas of life. And I think us as a society, we do this a lot to ourselves, and we judge others based on what we think is morally superior. We do it when it comes to our health, our fitness, our careers, our relationships. And there just isn't a one size fits all to anything. And that is totally okay. It's really easy to give the health and fitness example. Some people thrive with structure and numbers, tracking macros. And for some people, that drives them crazy and makes it impossible for them to stick to and make progress, because it gives them anxiety and makes it stressful. Others do better with mindful eating, not tracking a single thing. Is it a little less accurate? Absolutely. There's always more accuracy when data is involved. But the best way, the best protocol is the one you can stick to. So some people are going to say keto did it for them. Some people are going to say macro tracking did it for them. Some people are going to say mindful eating. Some people are going to swear by calories and protein only. There literally isn't a one size fits all. And that's why when I was doing health and wellness coaching for women, I didn't teach one method. I didn't just teach tracking calories and protein. I didn't just teach tracking macros. I didn't just teach mindful eating. I taught all of it because different strokes for different folks. The best diet isn't the one that gets you the quickest results. It's the one that you can actually stick to, the one that you can sustain. And the same goes for your career. Whether you're a 9-to-5 girly or an entrepreneur, or you thrive in a more non-conventional lifestyle, there's no right or wrong way. There's only what is right for you. And I'm just so sick of seeing these comparisons on social media and conversations about which one is right or wrong, because none of them are innately right or wrong. Different paths are right for different people. You just need to follow your path. Listen to your gut and know that if you are blessed with the vision, whatever it is that you desire, that you find yourself laying awake at night dreaming about or daydreaming about throughout the day, know that if you're blessed with the vision, you are also blessed with the skills and the resourcefulness to make that your reality. There's so much power in being clear about what it is that you want. And let me just add, being clear about what you want and being decisive does not make you difficult or any less deserving. I can't tell you how many times I've been called difficult because I just knew what the fuck I wanted and I would not settle for less. You will get labeled difficult. You will get labeled problematic when you start standing up for yourself, speaking up for yourself, having boundaries, respecting yourself, and not settling. Just get ready for it, girlfriend. I'm telling you now. But regardless of it all, you just got to know in your heart that knowing what you want and being decisive does not make you a difficult or any less deserving person. You just keep following that path right on off into the sunset. And when your vision becomes your reality, you just smile. Let their jaw drop. Let them ask you how you did it. And when they do, you just let them know, I had a vision. I trusted myself enough to follow it. And I loved and respected myself enough not to settle for anything less. And fuck the haters. There's always at least one. For some people, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, they're never going to like you. They're never going to support you. Fuck them. Let them be miserable by themselves. They are simply not meant to be a part of your success story. That's fine. And again, that doesn't make them morally inferior or you morally superior. It just means they have their own path and it's separate from yours. It's a different path than yours. Let them go their way and you go yours. I feel like that was more of a rant style episode, but it was a rant with a message. The message being follow your own path and own that shit. When I read that Facebook post, initially it had me pissed off because in some people's eyes, yeah, I kind of did spend a lot on my wedding. I had my freaking dream wedding. I got married in Barcelona, Spain. I had my dream dress, custom made by a phenomenal dress designer. Hired an amazing photographer and videographer. Beautiful venue. Had all of our closest friends and family there, besides a couple special people who couldn't make it due to reasons that were totally understandable. We never held it against anyone who couldn't make it. But we were so blessed. We got everything we wanted. So yeah, it kind of triggered me. But after I sat with it for a little bit, and I was like, Lacey, why is this triggering? Why is this bothering you? I realized it was because I'm actually super passionate about the message I'm sharing, which is that the desires and the vision I was given are special because they were made for me. And your vision is special because it was given to you and made for you. And that's so fucking beautiful. I love the vision I have for my life. and the major events in my life, and even the minor events. I think we all deserve to love our life and to envision a life that feels exciting and beautiful. And yes, even luxurious, if that's something that we desire. By the end of me pondering over all of this, I was actually starting to feel empowered. It made me feel really good about who I am, my vision for my future, for everything I want to achieve in this life, and for my ability to make it happen. Witnessing my dream wedding unfold that I only dreamed about for over a decade, only, was one of the most empowering things. And having that moment of realization was empowering because that's when I realized my vision and my desires were given to me for a reason. And I have the skills and the resourcefulness to make anything I want my reality. And you can too. So I hope that's the message that you received today. And I hope you feel empowered to go out and create your vision. Bring that vision to life. The one that is unique for you. Whether it be an expensive lifestyle or a minimalistic lifestyle. You know, expense is all subjective. Expensive compared to what? It's all subjective. Whether you desire the finer things in life or the simpler things in life. Whether you express yourself through material things or whether you express yourself through non-material things. Whether you find beauty in material things or non-material things. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be both. We are complex beings. We are multifaceted. And we are allowed to want what we want. That is all. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk today. I hope that you are as fired up by the end of this as I was by the end of my reflection over that post. And I hope you take this as your permission slip to be authentically you and to be the fullest and most fully expressed version of yourself. No matter what. No matter the naysayers. No matter the haters. No matter how many people try to label you as being difficult or extra or problematic for simply knowing what you want and not settling. I love you so much. I appreciate you being here on this journey with me, week in and week out. And I cannot wait to see all of the amazing things that you do with this precious life of yours in this lifetime. Please reach out to me on Instagram at boldlylacy. Let me know what's going on in your world. I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing what projects you're working on, what challenges you're navigating, your passions and your purpose in this world. I love to support you, send you words of encouragement, and even a perspective shift from time to time if that's something you're needing, a new set of eyes and ears on whatever's going on in your world. If you got any value from this episode today, I would love it so much if you sent it to a girlfriend or somebody that you feel like needs to hear this message. I can't tell you how many times I've been listening to a podcast and I'm like, oh my God, so-and-so needs to hear this. And I just shoot the episode over to them. I feel like it's a love language, like sending a song that reminds you of someone. It's like, I was listening to this podcast and it made me think of you. Or I felt like it would enhance your life in some way. Such an uplifting thing you can do for someone that you care about. Because that is genuinely my goal with these episodes and with the podcast in general, is to uplift women, equip us with tools that are going to help us grow and uplevel our lives unapologetically. So if you're about that, then you're in the right place and your presence and your support is not taken for granted. Thank you so much. I love you and I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you so much for being here. And queen, give yourself a high five for showing up and committing to be the best version of yourself for you and your people. You are such a badass for that. If you got anything good from this episode, would you send the love back by DMing me on Instagram at boldlylacy, letting me know exactly which part resonated with you? These types of messages empower me to keep showing up, and they also help me understand the types of conversations you really care about. All right, bestie, we'll talk again soon, but for now, it's time for you to step up and start being the badass that we both know you are.